Welcome to Healthy Family Connections, the podcast for families wanting out-of-the-box solutions to parenting and relationship challenges, with your host, psychotherapist and author of Ending the Parenting Control Battle, Neil D. Brown.
What's a parent to do when their teenager avoids schoolwork, won't listen, and starts but won't stick with any positive activity? We'll talk about this and more on this week's podcast, My Stubborn Son Won't Listen. It's sponsored by Neil D. Brown, LCSW, and I'm your host, Neil D. Brown, and I'm here to empower you to get that enjoyable family you work for every day. And if you have a question you'd like me to address on this podcast, please don't be shy. We're all going to benefit by your asking the question. So come on over to my website, neildbrown.com, and enter it there for me today. And while you're there, download a free copy of my Parental Burnout Recovery Guide. And please remember, this is an educational podcast. It's not a substitute for therapy when you need it. So, today we're hearing from Teresa, and Teresa writes, "We have a parental teen battle with our son. He is very stubborn and does not want to listen to anything we have to say. He has been struggling in school, and we always are scrambling at the end of the grading period to get his grades up so that he doesn't fail. He is very smart, but not motivated at all. He has gotten interested in a lot of things, but he doesn't stick with anything. Recently, he decided to join 4-H because he enjoys skeet shooting, and he's been going to meetings and practice. But yesterday, he said he doesn't want to do it anymore. So yet again, he has lost interest in something, and we have helped get him into. He states he wants to be a gamer and will frequently get on his Xbox as soon as he gets home. If he has homework, it's a constant battle to get him to finish it, and the fights break out. Now, I read your article about William, the 17-year-old, and I want to know if you can send me information about how to get away from the parent-child battle of wills. I just want to help my son succeed in life. The other issue he has is he makes friends and then alienates them by bragging about what he has or picks fights with them because he feels he is better, smarter, or just tired of them. At school, we feel that he gets teased a lot because he is a bragger about what he has, and that turns people off because he is constantly seeking approval by showing off. He recently participated in a presentation at his middle school where they talked about depression and thoughts of suicide. He actually approached the presenter and told her that he had those thoughts from time to time. We have had discussions with him about this, and he just doesn't want to talk about it. We are not sure where to turn at this point. He has seen several therapists in the past, and nothing seems to help. Any suggestion you could provide would truly be appreciated." Okay, Teresa, let's see what we got. Thank you so much for your question. Let me do a quick summary here. Your son is smart, but not motivated, so you have to struggle to get him to do his work and pass his classes. He's interested in many things, but doesn't stay with them. He brags to friends and gets teased a lot. After a presentation on depression and suicide, he shared that he has those thoughts. He doesn't listen to his parents. He has seen many therapists without success. So, what this is all telling us is that while your son has some darn good qualities, such as he's smart, he's extroverted, strong-minded, gets enthusiastic about things, and wants friends and to be connected, yet he lacks the internal structure and the skills to use these qualities to his own benefit. So, how are we going to help him build that structure and grow these qualities? Well, let's focus on a few developmental goals for your son that we'd like him to improve in four specific areas. You ready? Okay. We'd like him to learn to manage responsibilities, make and keep commitments, even when things get difficult. We'd like him to cooperate with his parents, and we'd like to help him improve social skills. So, Teresa, it's very common for kids to give up on things and not press on through the difficult part of the learning curve. For instance, a kid sees a rock star play amazing guitar and decides he wants to play the guitar. The fun part is thinking about it, looking at guitars and those shiny finishes and choosing one and going for his first lessons. He imagines himself on stage rocking out. But after a few lessons and minor practicing sessions, he just can't make the guitar sound like the rock star did, and he realizes this is going to take a lot of work, and maybe he even decides he just isn't talented like he hoped, and he should give up on the guitar before anyone finds out how untalented he is. So, like this kid with the guitar, your son starts but gives up when things prove difficult. It is a good thing, though, that he still gets excited about things. Your son is a middle schooler, so it's important, Teresa, that we get on some changes in your family before he goes to high school. Just simply, your son needs a supportive structure so he can move forward. He needs encouragement and limits, and not just from his parents, he needs it in his life outside of the home. Yes, you are in a control battle at home, and that undermines your ability to offer him the supportive structure he needs. If you don't have a copy of Ending the Parent-Teen Control Battle, pick one up and read it now. It's going to help. Teresa, if your son could make some progress on one interest, one area of skill, the skeet shooting, anything other than video gaming, that could do wonders for his self-esteem. And if he could stay current in school and get some grades that reflect his abilities, well, that would help him feel good about himself and would reinforce the benefit of doing his schoolwork. So, how are we going to do this? Teresa, we need two things to happen. First, we need you and his dad to get out of the control battle with him and build some structure with positivity into the home. Second, we need to have his school or his 4-H or leader or both support his success. They need to know that he needs to be wanted and needed, that he needs encouragement to stay with things, that he's a kid that feels very much on the outside and wants to be on the inside and is going to need some adult support to accomplish that. So, let's start with the first thing. Let's start with the home. Teresa, you sound very defeated, very powerless. We need to change that. You need to become an empowered parent, a parent who takes responsibility for her parental behavior and lets her son take responsibility for his. Right now, he doesn't listen to what you tell him, so no sense going on lecturing, and will simply make and inform him about some changes going on. First, inform him that if he wants to keep the privilege of having and using his Xbox, he needs to do his schoolwork first every day, and he needs to keep his commitment to his outside activities. Folks, even though they're voluntary, they are commitments, and kids need to make commitments to some healthy personal development activity in addition to school. Now, some kids are ridiculously overloaded in this area, yeah, but at least one activity should be required. Stay positive and make sure you have a good idea of what's expected from your son at school and how he's doing. Teresa, most schools have online access to assignments and grades, so you can contact any teacher you have that he has with any questions that you have about how he's doing. It helps for them to know that he has a concerned parent. I know he's going to be angry and threatening, perhaps, because this is a change in the rules at home and because getting angry has worked in the past, but stay strong and encouraging and let him know that you believe in him and want to make sure that you, as parents, support him in growing good habits and learning how successful he can be. Now, if he defies you and doesn't do his work and goes on his Xbox, don't fight or try to get him off it. Wait until he's at school the next day, and then remove it. And be sure to put it someplace that he can't see it or find it. This way, he'll learn that your words actually mean something, and he should listen to them. What a concept, huh? So, we've implemented three structures already. Work first and play second. You need to make and keep commitments to positive activities. And you are accountable to your parents, who will offer privileges only when you earn them. Isn't that cool? So, by making this one change, you've changed a lot. Now, the next thing I'll encourage you to do is to talk with the club leader and let him or her know that he gives up easily and will need encouragement and a positive role in the group, that he has trouble knowing how to relate with peers. Same with school. Talk with his school counselor and let them know he's struggling with knowing how to make friends, stay with things, and feel good about himself. Ask the counselor to help him get involved in a school activity with support for growing a positive role for himself. With support and encouragement coming from outside, and your son more involved with outside activities and more structure and less fighting at home, things should get steadily better. Teresa, right now your son isn't introspective or self-evaluating. He sees problems on the outside of himself, not within himself, and that makes him not a particularly good candidate for individual therapy. If there's a counseling group for kids his age to learn social skills, that would be fabulous. But for help putting all this advice that I've just offered up into action, family counseling would be great. It can support you in providing the healthy structure in the home and help your son negotiate with you and his dad in a positive way to earn back his gaming privileges and perhaps other privileges. Then, if your son makes progress, as we've outlined, it's very likely that his negative mood and dark thoughts are going to go away. I mean, everyone has bad moods, but his negative mood, his anger, that can get a lot better. So if you're getting counseling, well, a therapist should be able to evaluate your son's mood and see if there is anything else that should be taken into account. But I think that if you start by building some structures into his life so that he can have some success, things will improve greatly. So parents and folks who work with children and teens, individual therapy is not a substitute for healthy, positive structure in a child or teenager's life. And when parent-child and parent-teen dynamics undermine a healthy structure, well, we can expect emotional behavioral symptoms to show up. Yes, it's hard to change those relationship patterns. Those patterns become part of us, and they disempower us. But unless we change the pattern, the developmental problems will persist. That's why I'm encouraging Teresa to change the pattern in the home. Let's all think of one relationship pattern we have that we need to change for the better. A pattern that we're allowing to undermine what we know is our best self. Are we allowing a relationship pattern to keep us from speaking up where we can, not set limits or articulate our needs the way we like to? Now think of a change you can make to break the pattern and free up to be your more empowered self. And remember, any change you make will be most successful if you do it with confidence, good intentions, and grace. Hey, thanks for tuning in today, listeners, and thanks for your question, Teresa. You know, the last week or two, I've asked our listeners to post a brief review on iTunes for me, and you know what? A couple of folks stepped up and did. Thanks. I really appreciate it. And I'd like to make the same request again, because if we get plenty of reviews, more people will know about the podcast, and that would mean a lot to me. So please, nothing elaborate, just something brief and honest will do. And please remember to take care of yourselves. You need it. You deserve it. You're worth it. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Healthy Family Connections with Neil D. Brown. If you have a question you'd like answered, head over to neildbrown.com/submit and enter your question for Neil there. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his weekly offering. You may want to pick up a copy of Ending the Parenting Control Battle at your favorite bookstore or online retailer. Join us again for the Healthy Family Connections podcast.